Yes, I am.
Hey, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
And what shall we discuss this day?
I would like to discuss tarot.
Excellent.
And I would like to begin with a little update on the American primaries, which, you know, I have been investigating with the cards as they evolved. And there's been a lot of fluctuations in what I have seen. And but overall, despite those fluctuations, I have been more or less consistently been getting rather terrible cards for both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, who at this point, logically speaking, they both appear to be the who will become the nominees. Donald Trump has no more official opponents in the race. Hillary Clinton has such a lead that, you know, it looks quite a bit of a stretch for Bernie Sanders to get the nomination. But still, I'm still getting really bad cards for both of them. If those cards are accurate, is that to say that in terms of the energy, in terms of the actual probabilities, it's still not a done deal for either of them?
I would agree. And what I would express to you is that what you may be presenting to yourself is not necessarily winners and losers, but rather presenting cards that reflect the energy of those individuals and their directions.
The last cards that I got for them, Donald Trump, that was a couple of days ago or just last week, I had the Tower reversed, which in a way for me it does seem to fit his energy or his expression or what he might bring to the social political landscape. The Tower reverse has that energy of destroying established structures, and certainly he's bringing that. But the fact that the card is reversed, it suggests to me that this might be happening in a way that is more disruptive or not as constructive as it might seem. And it makes me think that, and I've been thinking this all along about Donald Trump, that it might be interesting that he destabilizes the status quo, but, you know, if the end doesn't justify the means, then his means, we might want to be careful about those means.
I would agree. I would express that it is an interesting presentment in many different capacities.
Yeah.
And interesting reflection of the people, of the times, of the movement, of the polarization of people, and there are very interesting factors in relation to all of them. And I would express that each of them, in actuality, is representative of the masses. Therefore, in that, it is somewhat showing or reflecting in a very obvious manner the proportions of the people in mass and what direction they are moving in, which is quite fascinating for Adam. In that, I would say, for the most part, that with a country as large as the United States, it is difficult for any of you to actually assess what direction the masses move in. You can assess on very small scales by observing the people around you as an individual in your community, but it is difficult to assess what the actual direction or mindset or expression of the masses are in relation to the public at large, in a manner of speaking, and what that is. But this is a display, which I would also say is considerably unusual for, I would say to you that historically, this has not occurred in this obvious of a manner since the very early time frameworks of that particular country.
That's interesting. Therefore,
it is an interesting display of that obvious reflection of the public at large. What is also encouraging is that most of you that move in a direction in keeping with this information, I would say, for the most part, at times, have expressed somewhat of a discouragement that it seems that most of the world, in your estimation, is not as aware and that they are not necessarily expressing in a direction of shifting in the capacity of becoming more self-aware, and that is what you see, and that you see yourselves as being a tremendous minority in relation to your world. I would express that what is encouraging that is being reflected in this situation is that although the senator may appear to not be the forerunner, he is keeping pace considerably well. He is not trailing behind tremendously, and in that he is not being viewed as completely out of the running, so to speak.
Yeah, he's certainly...
Which is also an interesting display in relation to ratios. It is encouraging, for it gives you an obvious reflection that there are more individuals than you realize that are in a similar direction and are becoming more self-aware than you were necessarily aware of. And this is reflective not only of that one country, but what I would say is that what is being displayed by these three individuals is a reflection of your world as a whole.
Interesting.
It is.
With the Tower reversed card associated with Donald Trump, could we also say that the card represents an energy of going in his direction, his choice, almost like at all cost? It has a bit of a drastic quality to it.
Yes, I would agree.
For Hillary Clinton, the most recent card that I've gotten for her, and it's not the first time that I've seen this card appear in this manner during this process, and she got the World card reversed, you know, which is a very, very negative type of expression in a way, or, you know, I at least looked at from a certain angle. And it has... we're looking at the world upside down, and there's so many different ways that that can tie to her expressions.
Usually I see the
World card as a it's a very expansive type of energy, but reversed, then we're looking at something that's more contracting. And we could also say, just as we discussed before, that, you know, her approach is somewhat obsolete or belongs to what has been. And the World reverse also sort of lends weight to that idea that, you know, her functioning is in a way dysfunctional.
I would agree. And I would also express considerably controlling.
Right. It's not a free, naturally occurring type of energy or approach. It's very, like, you know, in the minutia of it, it's all very managed.
Which is an interesting factor in itself in relation to these three individuals, how they express so very differently from each other. For the other individual, Trump would perhaps surfacely seem to be expressing in a controlling manner, but in actuality he is not. He is presenting himself in a manner of almost no control.
Mm-hmm.
And moving in spontaneous directions and expressing whatever he chooses, whenever he chooses, and in that is expressing in a manner that presents little or no concern for any perception outside of his own, and is not concerned with whether individuals agree with him or not. And this, that is the piece that, in a manner of speaking, makes him so attractive to so many individuals. In that, that piece of not being controlled, of not expressing control or in a controlling manner, the factor that he expresses forcefully is not the same as control. And in that, she presents a very different persona and a very different direction, which is very controlled and controlling. And in that, there is little, if any, expression of spontaneity. There is a definite adhesion to rules and structure and holding to what is established.
Could we say...
And then you have the third, which moves in an entirely different direction, which is not expressing control, but is also not necessarily expressing spontaneity, but is moving in the direction entirely differently of advocating for empowerment. Therefore, you have a presentment of three very different expressions and directions, which is quite fascinating.
Would the world card reverse in association with Hillary Clinton, could one aspect of that also relate in a way to conspiracy or, dealings under the table, so to speak?
Most definitely, for it is all about control.
I don't know if you can answer this question, really. I'm not sure. I'm going to ask it anyway. If the process of, the election, the primaries, was freer of attempts to control, restrict, manipulate, direct, at this point, would it be likely that the candidate that would be in the lead in the Democratic side would be Bernie Sanders instead of Hillary Clinton?
Yes. It would be, yes, much more likely that would be the situation. It is not the situation, but given that probability, if there were less restrictions and if it was allowed to be less controlled, yes, I would express that in relation to those probabilities, that would be the situation. That already is in other probabilities.
Even with when you take into consideration just something like the media narrative, the mass media, to anybody who's paying attention, it is so obvious that the influence that they have expressed in favor of, Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders, just that one factor, if that was not such a manipulated message, I mean, we would, I think we would have a very different scenario at this point.
Very much agree with you, but I would also express that the media, as you know it, in this present time framework, is very much influenced by the government that it serves under.
Yes.
And I would express to you in very realistic terms that the idea in this one country that the media expression is clearer or freer or more genuine in this one country because of the established rights and guidelines and laws, that is considerably naive.
Yes.
I would expect that this particular one country expresses equally as much influence, and in some situations more so than any other country in the world, that there is definitely a very strong influence in what is presented and how it is presented, and it contains considerable propaganda. But I would express most countries throughout your world express the same. It is not that this one country is uniquely different. It is not. But it is also not uniquely different in expressing more allowance or more freedom. That is incorrect.
Well, you know the saying, if you believe you are free, but you aren't actually, then it becomes harder to figure that out when it's purported to be something that it's not. If you have a whole population or mass or group of people who believe that, they've got it made in that respect, then they become even easier to control and fool.
Precisely, I would very much agree. If you do not perceive that you are restricted, if you do not perceive that you are controlled, then there is nothing motivating you to challenge it.
All right, well, thank you for this political update.
And I would express that at this point, it continues to be a question. I would say to you that in different situations and elections past, that it could have reasonably been predicted what the outcome would be. not because it would be an actual prediction, but because it was, for the most part, already decided before the election results were even counted. But in this particular situation, it remains to be seen. There remains a considerable divide, and there remains a considerable question. Therefore, it may move in the direction to continue to surprise you how it progresses.
Well, given the cards that I've seen over and over for about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, it does look like something could happen to them. I don't know what, but it does look like, just they can't rest on their laurels just yet.
I would agree.